This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We loving on some second date update. Especially
so hard
you
to get the first date, and then the second date is even harder to get. So we're here to help you out.
I mean, I'm just one and done, baby.
Yeah.
One and done, baby.
How long has it been? How long has that been, Aaron?
It's been 3 months.
That's what I thought. That is what I thought. Yep. Well, today we actually have Eric on the phone because he's in a situation with a girl that he met, but she's ghosted him. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, how are you guys?
We are good.
It's time to go ghost hunting, my friend.
Oh, that's funny.
That's so cute.
Yes, honey. All right. So, Eric, yes, you went out with whom?
I went out with Tanya. We're both students at UW. We actually met on Bumble, so I was psyched because she picked me, you know?
Ooh.
That just makes you feel special, doesn't it, when they pick you?
It does. That's the whole point of that thing, is that it's like the girl's choice. I was even a little bit surprised when she picked me because she is the most insanely hot woman I've ever seen.
Mm. Oh, why don't you describe her?
She's tallish, maybe like 5'10", blonde hair, thin, great body, great smile, cute little freckles.
You should see Shady's face right now. He's like drooling
over here.
Yeah. Okay, so awesome. You meet on Bumble, then what happened?
So we went out to Wingstop, just like a casual date, get to know each other.
Yeah.
We talked for a while, I thought we were getting along pretty well. I had a lot of fun with her. And now she has disappeared.
Oh, no.
Oh, I don't see why.
You gotta go ghost hunting.
Oh, my gosh. That's really funny.
That mysterious place that hot girls go.
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
Wherever that may be.
So, is there anything as far as your conversation? You're like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Or is there anything you felt like you did that was improper?
Did you get wing sauce all over your face? Did you spill the blue cheese?
Oh, I love Roquefort.
No, I'm a pretty neat eater. I think I don't think there's anything like that.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And it seemed like we were getting along. I really don't know what the issue might be.
Okay. How long has it been?
A week.
A week.
It's time to go into the beyond and
get your gear on.
Yeah, get your gear on.
Tie a rope around your waist, anchor yourself.
Exactly.
That's
amen,
hilarious.
My friend.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Very curious.
Very curious. All right, here we go. We're going to give her a call. Good luck, Eric. We hopefully can get you a second date.
Hello.
Hi, is Tanya there?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Tanya. I hear you're the most insanely hot girl in Madison.
Why would you start the conversation like that?
Because he's creepy.
Oh, jeez. Hi, Tanya.
Wow. Personal insults.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. Who is this?
Exactly. Well, Tanya, those two phenomenal hot voices that you just heard is Shady and Aaron. And I'm not as hot, but my name is Krista.
Oh, honey.
And we're calling you from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams about second date update with your boy, Eric.
Mm-hmm. Remember
what happened?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Listen to that. Oh. Girl, tell
Sounds
us.
Like you got something to say.
Oh.
I do, actually. He was super rude.
Ooh.
Really?
Really rude.
Didn't
what
seem
do you
like
mean?
It.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we were out grabbing a bite to eat and sort of just like chatting about what we're doing in school. And he's an engineer. Engineering major, and he asked what my major is, and I told him I'm music theory major, and he goes, oh, good luck finding a career with that.
Oh.
Like, didn't no interest in what I do, my passions, nothing, anything having to do with it, you know, the music is my life, nothing, just good luck with that, and I pretty much checked out after that.
Hey, you know what,
wow.
So he was over, like,
I don't blame you.
Critical of your career path.
Yeah. Yep.
That sucks. Because I actually have, I went to college for music theory, believe it or not, guys, for a good, 2 week semester until I
Look
decided I couldn't do college. But
yeah, but you're in the music industry now.
Yeah, but I've gotten the, when I was going to school, there was the, oh my God, music theory? Like, so I understand and that's.
It's okay. I went for Russian lit.
Yeah, see?
So. And I went to school for theater, so that was our lives. And here we are today.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So, Tanya, I mean, it wasn't because he got sauce all over his face or anything like that. It was just because he was super rude.
Wow.
Huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, completely rude.
If I'm being honest, I can understand why you're not texting him back.
Well, sure.
Who would?
I mean, okay, Eric, is this true? Did you, like, totally disrespect what she's doing?
Now, Tanya, I'm really sorry if you felt that way. I'm an engineer. We're just kind of straightforward. I wasn't trying to put you down. I think that's a fair question, is what do you do with a music theory degree? No?
No, you didn't ask what do you do. You said good luck finding a career with that.
Yeah, that's pretty blunt.
But good luck finding a career with that. What do you think you're going to do in 4 years?
He just said it. Oh, Eric.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
But wait a minute. This is nothing against her. I mean, I still think we could have fun together, whether she winds up unemployed for the rest of her life or not.
Oh, my. Eric, dude, you're like digging a hole for yourself.
You know what this argument between them reminds me of?
What?
Baby, I compare you to a kiss from a rose on the grave.
Why do you keep singing Seal?
Every time.
The more I get of you, the stranger.
What is happening?
Why is this happening?
Yeah. Okay, well, before this continues, we need to know.
Yeah.
We understand you're both kind of mad, but if you two would like to go back out together, we'll happily pay for the date. So.
Yeah,
I'm gonna guess probably not, Tanya. But if you'd like to,
oh my god, no.
Okay, that's enough.
But wait a minute. No, I really think we can get past this. I wasn't meaning to be rude.
Eric, she's done. She's done with you.
There is so much a man can tell you.
And
so
I'm
much.
Done with that.
Creepy guys saying creepy things. It's Bromantic Messages with Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Hey, you single?
Oh my gosh, here we go again. Yes, I'm single, but no, I don't want to f*** you.
Who said anything about f***ing? I want to make love.
Listen, I just threw up in my mouth a bit. That's weird.
We can get married first if that helps.
It won't help. I still have to look at you.
Shame. Our kids would look so beautiful.
So then, they would take after me then, because you look like you headbutted a belt sander.
Hey, so I'm actually pretty excited. I'm going to do my first amateur porn shoot this weekend. It pays $1,500 for me, and that's like crazy money. $1,500 just to some girl. It's a little unfair, though, because it's her first time doing it, too, and she's getting paid $3,000, but I get it. That being said, if any girl can do it, it should be you, my best friend. Yes, we will be having sex, but it's happened before, and this time we make almost $5,000. It won't change anything between us, I promise, so please... just do this one thing for me.
I think you texted the wrong person, son. This is your mother.
Whoops.
And that was your presentation of Bromantic Messages with Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Action! Let's all go to the movies.
Now back to our feature presentation.
We recast your favorite movies and give you prizes for guessing them. It's Radio Recast.
And the Oscar goes to...
That is right. Today is all about getting you hooked up with a pair of passes to the Avengers Infinity War movie premiere that we were having on the 26th of April at Palace Cinema at 321-0931. As you know, we pick a movie for you to guess, but we really slaughter the lines because we impersonate people.
Yes, we do. Now, today, Krista, you picked impersonations for both me and Shady, and we picked one for you.
Mm.
Yes! I'm so excited. All right, so Shady, here we go. This is who I've decided you should be today.
Okay, Krista.
Cinderella, Cinderella, night and day at Cinderella. Bring the fire, fix the breakfast, wash the dishes, do the mopping.
Yay!
She go around in circles till she very, very gets in the air.
You're okay. Jacques the Mouse.
Yeah, isn't that cute?
I love it.
Love it. All right, Aaron, this is whom you will be.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, Squidward.
I'm done with my shift, Mr. Krabs. And let me just say, there will come a day when I will make something of my life.
All right, you good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then this is whom you've chosen for me.
Yes, I have.
Witless fools, do I have to do everything for you?
Skeletor!
Yeah, he's the love of your life.
I love Skeletor. Yes, honey.
Never got why you think he's hot.
Yeah, he's got the hottest body. He's way more chiseled than He-Man. Even though He-Man is a hot blonde,
but,
his body has, you know, his body fat is way less.
He doesn't
than
have lips. He can't kiss you.
But
He-Man, I really don't care.
He-Man, what is it? He has the power.
Yeah.
Isn't that what
and
it
Battle
is?
And Battle Cat. I mean, I wouldn't mind to own Battle Cat if
okay,
I could.
Battle Cat, yeah.
I mean, there's so many options here, but I've always
or
been
Beast
or. Or the little, what is it, the little magician guy who floats around in the air? I forgot
Scarf,
his name.
Snarf?
Is that his name, Snarf?
That might be Snarf.
Yeah, okay.
Snarf!
All right, yeah. So real quickly, once again, Shady. Cinderella, night and day, it's Cinderella. All right, Aaron.
3, 2, 1. I'm done with
I got it.
And then.
Witless fools, do I
All right, here we go. Again, you want to guess what movie we are reenacting at 321-0931 to get hooked up with Avengers Infinity War movie passes. Of course, we always kick it off with a music bed to help you out.
All right, so.
You'll be starting us out.
Dude, seriously, we came here for a reason. Just ask him.
Chill, dude, chill. I'm boiling some eggs over here.
That's great, just...
We got a lot of time to hang out. I'm making a cake.
Really? Just ask him, man.
Can I have a piece of that?
What are you doing? Don't ask for a piece.
I can't have a piece of that.
No, you cannot have a piece. This is private. Who you know that today is?
Tuesday?
This is my cat's birthday today. Battle cat!
I don't see a cat in here. I'm sorry. Did you let it out by accident?
No, because he died 3 months ago, okay?
there we go.
Yeah, so that's a we got the phone lines here, so
yeah, very good.
Love it.
All right,
love
once it. Again, 321-0931 if you want to get hooked up with some big old tickets to the Avengers. 931 Jams, good morning. Who's this?
This is Shauna.
Hi, Shauna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, love. Can you guess what movie we just annihilated?
I think that's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm sorry, that's not the movie.
Oh, shoot.
But that was a good guess, though. You can call back as many times as you want.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, honey. Bye-bye. That was a good guess. 931 Jams, good morning. Who's this?
Jesse.
Hi, Jesse, love. What do you think the movie is that we were impersonating?
Pineapple Express.
Pineapple Express.
A classic of marijuana cinema.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, the answer is yes. That's exactly what we were doing. One of my favorite scenes from that movie.
Love it.
Congratulations. All right, my man, you're going to see the Avengers Infinity War movie with ourselves for the big premiere on the 26th of April at Palace Cinema.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, my man. All right, so it's always tradition that we go out and you choose who did the worst impersonation on the show. Was it Aaron doing Squidward, myself as Skeletor, or Shady as one of...
Jacques the Mouse.
Jacques the Mouse from Cinderella.
Ah, boy, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with Squidward.
Squidward, you think I did the worst? That's fine.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay, I'll take us out then.
All right, honey. Hold on, love.
All right. If you want to win yourself $660 and you can listen to The Secret Sound at 9 o'clock, guess what the sound is? We'll write you a check.
Exactly.
Download the podcast. Download the podcast now.